Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I'm excited today because we're going to talk about two of my favorite topics, Jesus and basketball. And my guest is pastor and author, Dr. Noel White, and he wrote a book called Inspirational Stories of Basketball and Compassion. For a lot of you, may recognize this voice. He used to have his own radio program when he was pastor at Trinity Hill United Methodist and had a program on there, and he was right in between two guys that I used to listen all the time, Paul Harvey and Howard Cosell. So I'm excited and honored to have Dr. White with us today. Dr. White, thanks for being here today on Hope Is Here.
Oh, it's my honor. I'm honored to be asked to share today.
Well, you, like me, have a ministry background, but you also like sports, and you wrote this book called Inspirational Stories of Basketball and Compassion. Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, when I was in seminary, I was privileged to hear a man named Viktor Frankl come to our seminary and tell about his days in the concentration camp during the war. And he said that he made several observations, one of which, people that are within the concentration camp only concentrating on themselves didn't live very long. They said, well, if I can make it for Christmas or make it till New Year's or whatever. But they didn't make it very long. But those people that had a purpose outside of themselves, who were going to see their wives, write a book, show love for others, they lived until the war was over and they were able to go home. And so Viktor Frankl developed a type of psychology called logotherapy. And it has to do with having a purpose in life. He believes that everybody has a purpose in life, and I believe as well that God has a purpose in life for us. But this purpose is fulfilled as we give to others. And so I became interested in the game I love the most, basketball, but learned to discover that many, many basketball players or people involved in basketball, whether they're in high school, college or professionals, find that there's more to life than just basketball after their playing days are over. So this book and what we're going to share today has to do with what people did while they were playing or after they were playing.
Well, it's just such a really good book, and people that love basketball like me, just so many different stories from so many different backgrounds. We're going to touch on some different schools, Kentucky, Western, Berea College, and some great coaches and things. So you're in for a real treat if you like sports and Jesus and hear about some things that happen not just on the court but off the court, which we all like to hear those kind of stories. So let's start off with the debate on who's the greatest player, but he's definitely in the top two or three. Let's talk about Michael Jordan. You wrote one of the chapters about him.
Yes, Michael Jordan was a great player. He played his college days at the University of North Carolina, but is mostly known for his professional basketball. And he played for Chicago during those days. And most people don't believe that he did anything other than play basketball. Those that have read this book say, well, I didn't know Michael Jordan did this. But while he was playing, there was a boy there that seemed to be lost and out of place and had no purpose. And so he brought him to see a Chicago professional game. And Michael Jordan saw him, and he offered him tickets to come and see him play, see the whole team play. And that meant so much to this young man. There was also a little girl there that was obviously handicapped. And he ran over to her, I guess after a layup shot or something, and spoke to her, and she had brought him a Valentine. And he decided to ask her to come to his office and get season tickets. And so she did, and she went to every game. And when the season was over, she didn't come back. And he saw her later and said, "Well, where have you been? I've been looking for you at the games." And she said, "Well, I don't have any more tickets." And he gave her a season of tickets again. Somebody else saw Michael Jordan after a game talking with neighborhood kids. This person's car had broken down a little bit away from the arena where they played, and they saw Michael over there, and he just often stopped and talked to the kids that had no place to go and no family or whatever. And sometimes he would even go early and shoot baskets with them. And someone once asked him why he was so involved in this, and he said he could not help but remember as a kid he had been cut from his team and how badly it hurt, and he wanted these kids to have joy in life. He has founded, he has helped people, young people, in other ways. He founded what is known as the Michael Jordan Foundation, the purpose of which is to encourage kids to improve their games and attendance. He is an example for kids. And as 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse says, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." And this is what Michael Jordan did.
Those are such great stories. Like you said, he's so well known for what he's done on the court, but did so many things to bless others off the court. And nothing I like in your book, at the each, if you share a story about some type of either player or coach, you have a couple of good quotes. And the one on Michael Jordan, you have a quote by John Wooden: "Young people need models, not critics." And then Napoleon Hill: "Cherish your visions and your dreams, as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements." So, and then got some Bible verses too with that. So once again, if you like sports and basketball especially, and you're a person of faith, you'll be loving this book called Inspirational Stories of Basketball and Compassion by our guest today, Dr. Noel White. Obviously, I like coaching, being a former coach. My brother's a college basketball coach at Northern Kentucky University right now. But you talked about probably the greatest women's coach in one of your chapters in the book. Talk about that.
Well, it's interesting you introduced her as the greatest women's coach. Had been asked, who is the greatest basketball coach since John Wooden? And the answer was not a man, but a woman, Pat Summitt. She had started her career at the University of Tennessee, and there were 34 fans at her first game. But she coached at University of Tennessee for 38 years, and when she left, the average attendance was 16,000. Those who knew Pat Summitt knew that she was a great coach, but those that knew her personally said that she was a person of generosity, that was her main quality. She was known for treating everyone the same, whether it was the gymnasium janitor or the president of the university. She invited an aging security guard in her condo community to come to her condo and tell about her situations and struggles, and Pat listened intently with interest. One time she was on a plane traveling to an away game, and the flight attendant sitting on the front chair there waiting for the plane to take off, began crying. And Pat went over to her and said, "What's wrong? What are you crying about?" And the flight attendant said, "One day, several years ago, you were leaving the floor after a game in Louisiana, and you spotted me, a little girl in a wheelchair. And you walked over to where I was, dropped down on one knee, and you said to me, "Don't let the way you are define who you will be. You will become anything if you work at it." And that little girl took that seriously, and she became a flight stewardess. She was overcome with emotion because she was able to thank the person who foretold her fate. Isaiah has said, "He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary, and they shall not faint."
Amen and amen. Wow, two great stories here. We're sharing from the wonderful book, Inspirational Stories of Basketball and Compassion, Seeing God's Hand in Multiple Levels of Hoops by Dr. Noel White. And the third and last story I want to share today is about another coach. And normally we don't think too highly of this guy because he's at one of the Kentucky's enemies, but you share a side of him that probably a lot of people don't know about. So share about our third and final person we're going to share about today.
Roy Williams is a really fine man. He coached at Kansas and won championships there, but he is an alumni of North Carolina, and he won championships there. His players, who know him and played for him, said such things as, he lives by his beliefs that his players are always his top priority. If he has a player in his office and the phone rings, he will not answer the phone. He has a plexiglass paperweight that reads, "Statistics are important, but relationships last a lifetime." One of his players, who currently is a coach, told him, "I want you to know that every success I've had is directly related to my time spent with you." Coach Williams says that this is one of the greatest feelings you can have as a coach. His former players know that he cares. No matter how long they've been out of school, he always will be there for them. He related to them that there's a right way to conduct yourself. There's a right way to answer people. There's a right way to dress yourself when you go in a restaurant. There's a right way to play basketball. And one of the ways he did this was through his thought for the day that he shared with his players before every practice. Excuse me, I got a scripture here I'm going to share with you, if I can find it. Ephesians 4:32 is in here somewhere, and I just cut that off.
Be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving it. One another, just as God, through Christ Jesus, has forgiven you. And so, like I said, you'll love this book. It's about basketball and Jesus. It's by our guest today, Dr. Noel White, Inspirational Stories of Basketball and Compassion, Seeing God's Hand in Multiple Levels of Hoops. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, but the good news is Dr. White's going to be back with us tomorrow, and we're going to hear some stories about the UK basketball program, Western Kentucky University, and Berea College. So make sure you stay tuned and join us again tomorrow. For Dr. Noel White, I'm Greg Horn. This is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55, helps folks do the things that they want and need to do. From lifting heavy packages, grandchildren, and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life. Located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.